All right, let me jump over here to my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of The Right Side Way monologue. They are open 7 days a week at all their locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Yes, and they will see all ages. Southern Immediate Care. Sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue every single day. All right, this is going to be a little different. I chose to do an apolitical monologue. I saw a story this morning, and I thought, how cool is that? Well, I'm fascinated by eagles. Eagles. Always have been. I mean, the first verse I ever memorized was Isaiah 40:31 that tells me that God will renew my strength, that I will run and not be tired, that I will mount up with the wings like eagles. Eagles are the most noble flying creatures in the world. The lovely Charlene and I, we live on the water in northeast Alabama with a protected wetland just across the way. Bird life in our area is prolific. Every day of the week I can watch and listen to and just hear every songbird the South has to offer. There's egrets and herons that fish the banks, ducks of every kind and big noisy geese. Pelicans fly in and mass the waters to herd fish. Kingfishers dive and crows and turkey buzzards are all around. Hawks call out and hunt the grounds. We got them all. And yes, we have eagles. Ospreys dive in the water behind our house and grab fish, and the occasional golden eagle frequents the area. But the real wonder, the one where I call Charlene outside real quick, is when we spot one of North Alabama's bald eagles. And they are majestic. It is said that bald eagles are also unique. They exhibit qualities that make them leaders in the animal kingdom. I've read that bald eagles are faithful. They take one mate for all their life. They can soar to heights that no other bird can endure, with bald eagles recorded at upwards of 10,000 feet. They can overcome storms by using the thermal currents to take them to even greater heights, thereby using the storms to their advantage. Eagles are also focused hunters. They can spot their prey from massive distances and remain honed in on it for as long as it takes until they capture it. And yes, they are known to be courageous. They will take on opponents and prey much larger than you would ever expect, and they do so without reservation. Well, there's a very cool story that caught my eye just this morning from Owens Crossroads, right outside of Huntsville. Apparently, a field there had flooded after recent rains, and as the waters subsided, there were a large amount of fish that became trapped in the receding waters. It was more than fish in a barrel. It was fish in puddles. And to say the bald eagles in that area had it good is an understatement. So one local photographer took note, and he caught amazing images of no less than 30 bald eagles in one place taking advantage of the fish buffet. 30. In one place. Y'all, this will be a rare event no matter where you live. But most folks don't even know that North Alabama has now become one of the most important habitats for America's national symbol. Which is all the more amazing when you consider that in my lifetime, the American bald eagle was considered an endangered species. In the late 1800s, it's estimated that there were over 100,000 nesting bald eagles in the U.S. But by 1940, Congress felt compelled to pass the Bald Eagle Protection Act, making it illegal to possess or sell or kill the birds. But in 1967, with bald eagle habitats encroached upon and pesticides causing fertility issues, the bald eagle was officially placed on the endangered species list. In the 1980s, wildlife preservationists came up with a unique way to grow the bald eagle population when one of their other unique characteristics was also developed. It seems that among all its other character traits of faithfulness and loyalty and courage, a bald eagle also has a sense of loyalty to its home. The approximate geographic location where a bald eagle takes its first flight is where they tend to remain for their whole lives. Conservationists began transporting hatchlings to secure areas and then forcing their first flight in what became known as hacking. 91 young eagles were released across Alabama and the population boomed. They are the most prolific in the northeastern part of the state, and I've stood at the top of the mountain at Guntersville State Park Lodge and watched them fly over the lake many times. It is now estimated there are over 150 or more living in Alabama along our waterways. So by 1995, the bald eagle population had recovered enough to have its status changed from endangered to threatened, and by 2007, it was removed from the list altogether. So all this sounds amazing. I mean, bald eagles, noble birds, amazing predators, once endangered, now living in our own backyard. But how did it come to be the national symbol for the United States? Well, shortly after the Continental Congress signed the Declaration of Independence, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams were tasked by Congress with developing the new official seal of the nation, but they couldn't agree. And rumors have abounded for over 200 years that Franklin wanted to name the turkey, as our national symbol, calling it a, quote, much more respectable bird, stating that the bald eagle was a, quote, bird of bad moral character. I have no idea where he gets that. Now, whether or not that story is true remains a debated issue, but I find it difficult to imagine that we would have ever had a turkey, a bird that we eat, as the emblem of freedom and democracy. Doesn't quite fit. By 1782, we were still without a true seal of the United States, and Congress gave the work over to a committee headed by the Secretary of Congress. And the eagle was selected, but originally it was an all-white version of an eagle designed by an artist from Pennsylvania. But Congress decided the American bald eagle ought to be the symbol, and they officially adopted the seal during the congressional session of June 1782. The American bald eagle is now the symbol of freedom and strength known the world over. Sitting on the shelf behind me right here in the Right Side studio is a cast metal symbol of an American bald eagle sharpening its talons in the aftermath of 9/11. The bald eagle's a mascot for sporting teams. It's an icon for corporate logos. It's one of the best scores you can have in golf. And the symbol used on U.S. military patches, like most notably the Screaming Eagles of the 101st Airborne Division who jumped into the Normandy invasion and made a name for themselves, it's etched in history. So yeah, the American bald eagle, it's a symbol of strength, courage, freedom, and loyalty. It's a symbol to the world of democracy and capitalism. It was once considered endangered, nearly wiped off the face of the earth. But now it thrives right here in North Alabama. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me, the fact that we've got like roughly 150 estimated in the state right now. That was a 2022 article I pulled that from. And there were 30 of them in one. I mean, that's one fifth of them were in one place feeding off that field in Owens Crossroads over the weekend. That's just very cool. But yeah, the symbol of America could have been a turkey. Been a whole new day then, wouldn't it? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.